First, I want to pray. Glory to you, Lord God. We thank you for your faithfulness. Bless our efforts to hear you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. This is verse 2 from chapter 12 of Romans. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. I'm going to read it one more time. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. We're going to break this verse down. What does conform mean? Raise your hand. Anyone? Anyone? Back there.
Change shape.
Change shape. Good. Someone else. You.
Change.
Yep. Good. Thank you, Sebastian.
Be aligned to.
Be aligned to. Yes. Conform, right? Yes, that is a definition, definitely, right? In the dictionary, it says that. Yes, yes. One more.
Succumb to.
Succumb to. Pretty intense words, yeah? Great. And it says, do not. Okay, just to before that. Next. What is the pattern of this world? That's a harder one, yeah. But go ahead, jump in. Seeing?
Sin.
Thank you, ma'am. Sin. Yes, that is a pattern, isn't it? What else?
Fear.
What else?
Independence from God.
Independence from God. You guys are awesome. All right. So do not conform. Go along with, succumb to, do whatever the government tells you. Right? Follow or agree with. The sin, the fear, what was the other thing? Oh, being independent of God, right? The pattern of this world. Anything that goes against God's ways or God's thoughts, right? That's the pattern of this world. Just do your own thing, right? And from whatever age you want to start at, meaning era, till now, you're still doing your own thing. That's the pattern of this world. Okay. What does transformed mean?
Change.
Change, good. Metamorphosis, science, good. Transform. Anything else?
Go the other way.
Transform, to go the other way from whatever you were doing to make a different, right, direction. Evolve, that's good, yeah, right? Transform, because whatever you were, when you transform, you become something new, right? Completely different than what you were before. Good. What does the renewing of your mind mean? Yeah.
Take on the mind of Christ.
Take on the mind of Christ, good. What else? Don't believe everything you think, right? It's your mind telling you something. Don't believe that always, right? Don't believe everything you think. Good.
Renovating your thought patterns.
I like it. All right, one more.
Let truth replace the
Let truth replace the lies that you believe.
Wow, you guys are good. All right, so we have broken down this verse from, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The next part, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. It's a fancy way of saying, then you'll be able to know. Then you will be able to know. All right, so we were breaking down the verse, and we had the part where we're knowing what all of this is, right? Okay. So approving and testing means knowing the will of God. How many of you want to know the will of God? Raise your hand. Right? We say that. We want to know the will of God. This verse is telling us how we can know. Not kind of, but how we can know. Okay? And it starts with not succumbing to, not doing everything the government tells you to. It means you're going to have to change. You're going to have to stop believing the lies. But not just not believe the lies. In the place of the lies, you have to put truth. And even that's a challenge, because today the world says there's no such thing. Your truth, this person's truth, that person's truth, and you end up with really there's no truth. Isaiah 55, 8, 9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God knows that his ways are weird to us, foreign, strange. But his invitation is, come, trust me, learn my ways. We heard John share his transformation. He said it wasn't easy. He said it involved truth-telling. He relied on people who loved him. And he said he had a crunchy heart. And he knows that God has been working, softening him up. That was a beautiful testimony. And I'm sad that it's his time when he's leaving, but that was not by accident that it happened today. God gave us a beautiful picture. Hope for those of us who have the crunchy heart. For those of us who need our minds to be renewed, who desire to be transformed. And even if you've been walking with Jesus a long time, I promise you, if you're honest, there's places that your mind needs to be renewed. Renewing of your mind, exchanging your old way of thinking for God's way. One of the quickest places to find out how does God think is in the Word of God. We call it the Bible. Some people think the Bible is irrelevant, doesn't have anything to do with life today. That's a lie. It's a lie because people haven't changed. People have not changed. We are the same. We always think we know what we're doing and that we have the best plan for ourselves. God created us
And so actually, he knows better. But you have to believe that. When you look at your life and you see how it's going, how you're doing on your own, some things maybe we're doing super well. But again, what about those places, those spots where it's not? Where you find out, oops, shouldn't have done that. The beautiful thing about God is it's never too late to turn around, to say to him, okay, I thought I knew what I was doing. I'm willing to concede this part here. help. 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 He says he is our help. If you say, I'm not that spiritual, I don't really sense God's presence, I don't really know, that's okay. Two things. Find people who are, who love God, who have the kind of life, love relationship with him that you would like to have. Second, start reading your Bible. Questions will come up. Maybe you're not going to agree with stuff. That's okay. God says, come, let us reason together. He's not afraid of your questions. The renewing of our minds means being willing to let go of some things that maybe we've held on to for a long time. Challenge what we believe. I'll give you an example. What's natural for people is a pattern of this world, jealousy, anger, chaos, right? These things, pattern of this world. In Rwanda, chaos. Over 1 million people slaughtered because one grouping of people was trying to crush another. And when their own people wouldn't agree to the slaughter, they killed them too. They said 10,000 people a day for 100 days slaughtered. They're still finding bodies. So the count that I gave you, they know it's going to rise. Right now, it's the 25th anniversary last year. There are 7 communities started by a prison fellowship that get the murderers and the victims' families together. When they started this, the people were afraid of each other. Understandably, but they encourage them to have their minds renewed, to seek forgiveness. Forgiveness is unnatural. Revenge is natural, but forgiveness is unnatural, supernatural. But they dare to take God's way into chaos, to say, wouldn't you like to live next door to the people who you murdered their families? And tell the other ones, don't you want to live next to the murderers? And some people, because they are so crushed by the pain, by the sorrow, by the guilt, they didn't know what else to do. And they said, God, I'm willing to try your way. And they did it. And now a whole country is seeking forgiveness because someone dared speak God's ways into chaos. It's not just talking, though. We have to put it into practice, test and approve, right? God's will for Rwanda is health and wholeness. And he can do that. Now, scale back to us. If God can handle Rwanda's chaos, he can handle yours, whatever it is. Whatever it is. But you have to be willing to have your mind renewed. When I was pregnant with my first girl, I had, through a series of unfortunate events, a battle with fear. I didn't realize it. Fear is another pattern of this world. And when my daughter was 6 months old, I didn't like to go out of my house and didn't think that was weird. My husband invited me one day to go on a drive with him, and I said, "Do we have to cross a bridge?" And he's like, "We're going to San Francisco, so yeah." And I said, "Can't go." And he said, "Don't you think this is a little irrational?" "Nope." I said, "Barry, do you know what holds up a bridge?" "No." "Well, then you're the crazy one." He said, "Why don't you talk to some of your friends? You trust them, you know, just ask them what they think of this." So I did. Said, "Barry thinks I'm crazy. What do you guys think?" They thought I was crazy. I didn't care. I thought they were crazy. But one of them said to me, "Well, you can think that I'm crazy." She goes, "But will you take this to God? Will you talk to him about it?" She goes, "I think this is from the devil." I was like, "Whew. I'm just trying to be wise here, take care of me and my baby. But yes, I will take it to God." I said, "I'm going to do a study on fear." Back then, I had a concordance, not the internet. And I opened it up and looked at some passages, and I kept seeing, "Fear not, do not be afraid." And a thought came into my mind that maybe something was wrong. I said, "Oh, Lord, what has happened?" Well, I came upon the verse that says, "God did not give me a spirit of fear." And I thought, "Oh, no, there's a problem." So I said, "God, I don't want this fear." And I tried not to have it, but it didn't go away. So then I said, "We're going to war." And I sat with those scriptures. I had a list of them. I don't even know how many. And I wouldn't leave off of it until I understood what it meant, that God did not give me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind or discipline. I grabbed onto those things. I asked God, "Show me what this means. Tell me what this means, because I need to know. Because right now, I'm afraid of everything. I can't even go outside my house." And I have no explanation except that there's a great, amazing God. After I kept soaking in that verse, 3 weeks passed, and I felt a little lighter. Then I went to the next verse, right? "Do not be afraid, for I am with you," right? He upholds me with his righteous, omnipotent hand. And I soaked in that. I'm like, "Help me to know what that means. Help me to know what that means." And somehow, as I sat with those verses, I wrote them, I memorized them. And the next time, it was 3 weeks again, passed, I felt a little lighter. And the next verse, and the next verse. And then it was only 3 or 4 verses that I memorized, sat with, soaked in, and I felt great. I was good to go. And I said, "I never want that to happen to me again." Months later, I felt something like this go across me, and I was like, "Oh, that was weird. What was that?" Just ignored it. Then I felt it a while later, maybe days, maybe months, I don't know, but it felt a little heavier. And I'm like, "What is that?" kind of shook it off. But then one day I was afraid again. And I'm like, huh, that was fear. But I knew what it was this time. And I said, I know how to get rid of that. And I went straight back to my word. I got my journal that I used before, opened it up, and to the day, 1 year anniversary of when I had started before. And I said, no. I pulled back those verses because I had memorized them before. I hadn't stayed with it, right? But they came back quickly. 3 weeks, gone. And then I said, never again. I'm going to be sober and be vigilant, right? Not going to get me again. Every time I felt the lightest quiver, oh no, uh-uh. And I would pull out my verses, right? Not like magic, because I know that it's true. My mind has been renewed. Before, I don't know how fear got in there, right? Believing things, hearing things. I was pregnant. I heard all kind of stuff, all kind of bad things. Doctor said, where are you getting this from? I said, from the book you gave me. He said, that's a book from hell. Get rid of it. I got rid of the book, but the fear had stayed, yeah? Renewing of our minds. It takes work. You need other people to tell you the truth, and you need to believe it. I'm going to give you some time right now to consider the places where you need to have your mind renewed. I'm going to call the prayer minister street team forward, pastors, elders forward. And if you want someone to join with you in your prayer for the renewing of your mind, people will be available. If you want to be with you and your Lord, talking to him about these things, we're going to be praying for you. But anyway, take some time right now. Do some business with God. And